Com. All right, I've got a couple of people want to talk about Beta Nord right off the bat, big issue. Going to go first to Ken McDonald, the MP for Avalon. Ken, how are you?
Good, Tim, and yourself?
I'm okay. Before we get into Beta Nord, I obviously want to get your take, Ken, because you're part of the government caucus, on what's happening here in Ottawa, what's happening in Windsor, how the Prime Minister is looking at this, how your caucus is looking at this. Can you give us a minute or two on that, please?
Definitely, Tim. I was in Ottawa last week and couldn't believe what was going on. And you described this as well. I mean, Doritos Center shut down, restaurants shut down. And these are people that are losing their paychecks.
Yeah.
And they're not people that are getting big checks. They still have rent to pay or mortgage to pay or a vehicle payment to make or rent to pay. You know, they're hurting people. They're not helping their cause. Not one bit.
No, they're not helping your cause. And you know what? And again, just one more question on this, because I do want to give you the time to Beta Nord. There's been some people in the Liberal caucus who have a different view than you may have on the implementation and the removal of regulations. Let me ask you this. Any sense if the pressure that's being put on the Prime Minister and other political leaders right now is going to change the pace at which mandates may be lessened?
I think every province is looking at it individually, and most of the mandates are provincial.
Yes.
Jason Kenney, I think it was yesterday, said by a certain date all mandates will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
We've lessened the mandates here in our province, and I expect in the coming days and weeks we'll keep lessening them till we can go out about and do our normal day or however we want to do it. And as every, I think, professional doctor or head of the public health in each province has said, we have to learn to live with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's true, let's start figuring out how we're going to live with COVID and get back to some sense of normal.
Hear to that. I think we all want that. All right, Beta Nord, you've heard the report.
Before you go to Beta Nord, Tim, your comment on if you parked a rig down on Water Street for a protest, you would be ticketed. The rig would be hauled away.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time here now. Obviously, you're an MP.
Yep.
People forget the Parliament is effectively our national lawn. So just think of somebody pulling that 18-wheeler up on your lawn and the police not being able to do anything about it. It's ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it. The first morning that I was there, and the protest was just had started that weekend, was on a Monday before last, when I walked up Rideau Street to come to the intersection there by the Rideau Centre and see trucks parked right across the street, blocking four lanes of traffic. There was no traffic could get to that through that intersection from any side. I actually walked diagonally across to go up along in front of the Chateau Laurier to go to my office on Spark Street.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I have to weave and bob, as you may have heard, to get my son back to his mum's and to try and get to our office, which I think you know is down near yours on Sparks. It's tough to do. Anyway, we can spend all morning on this because it's so frustrating. But Beta Nord, so what are we to make of the Radio Canada report, Ken, Radio Canada International report, that there's a split in cabinet over this? What can you tell us?
Yeah, and I don't think it's unusual for a split to be in cabinet on many issues. I'm sure when ministers sit around that table, they argue back and forth. An MP from BC or Alberta or Quebec may be arguing for something that other people don't agree with, but they have to come to some sense of resolve on it. And on the Beta Nord project, they've got to realize that project is the sole savior for the local economy in Newfoundland and Labrador. We all know what a mess the finances are in here in the province with regards to revenue and the loss of revenue. We need this project, because if not, what do that say to future exploration? It basically says we're closed for business.
And we also have, having worked in the industry, lighter admitting GHGs, there's still a need for it. It doesn't mean you guys can't get your agenda across. Do you see a place where, you know, the Newfoundland caucus, and there are six of you, and you're all very able, lobbies Minister Guilbeault, the Environment Minister, Minister Duclos, I mean, those are the heavyweights in Quebec, the Prime Minister himself also from Quebec. What's the plan going to be then, Ken, to push back against this resistance?
I believe the plan has to be to push as hard as we can. Now, I give full credit to Minister O'Regan. He has been pushing this from day one to make sure this gets over the finish line. And, you know, good on him, but he needs help. And we're there to back him up on it. And as well, I know Minister Hutchings is, is a big proponent of it. So those two people at the cabinet table, they have to make sure our voices are being heard at the cabinet table. Now, us as individuals, yes, I can speak to Minister Guibault or I can speak to Minister so-and-so in the House or in the lobby or whatever, and I intend to do that. But this project has to go ahead. As you said, it's the cleanest oil in the world. And I don't know if people realize it, but if we say no to this, do we keep bringing in dirty Saudi oil, as it's described?
Because
I still need gas for my vehicle.
And it's not, and again, you'll know the heat. You got the criticism in the election campaign that you guys want to roll up, natural resource industries like oil. It's going to continue that way, but... All right, I got to leave it there, Ken. I appreciate the comments because I want to get one more call in before I go. Stay safe when you're up here. Hopefully next time when you come up, this blockade will be gone.
Well, actually, I'll be up Sunday night, so we'll see.
Well, maybe that's a little early. All right, stay away from downtown then. All right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Tim.
Take care. That's Ken McDonald, the MP for Avalon Now.